Hey, Esther, how are you doing?
Pretty bad, actually.
Why? What happened?
I got fired, and to top things off, I think my human rights were violated.
First things first. What do you mean you got fired?
Oh, that hothead Sam says I'm fired because I worried about a worker's safety.
Well, you're going to quit anyway, weren't you? You told me you think you found a better job in Alberta.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
So, you're not really upset about being fired?
Well, who likes to get fired? But I've already signed a contract with the other place. I'm fine. I'm getting a bit of an unexpected vacation before I start with the new place.
Does Sam know any of this?
No, but Jack, Sam's boss, knows that I was going to be leaving at the end of the month. He hasn't told Sam, but he's going to pay me until then anyway.
So what's this about human rights?
Well, Canadians are always talking about human rights. You know, the same-sex marriage stuff and the duty to accommodate handicapped people. Seems like such a big deal here.
That's right.
Well, it covers free speech, doesn't it? I think Sam's violated my right to free speech. That's what's got me really angry. He told me I shouldn't have talked to the electrician guy, Paul, about the unsafe working conditions.
Free speech? I don't know if that's covered under the human rights.
It must be. How can I find out?
I find everything on the web.
So what would I look up?
I don't know. I guess that BC Human Rights Code.
And it will tell me about my free speech rights?
Well, it's you tell you who is protected under BC's human rights legislation anyway.
Who's protected? I thought everyone was protected.
Yeah, but I seem to remember that you need to be a member of a certain group to be protected.
I'm not really following you. Anyway, let's talk about something else. I'll check into this when we get off the phone.
All right. So now, tell me what happened with Joe.
Joe? Ugh. Well, that's a totally different kind of story.
Oh, give me some details, please.